Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Singing and Other Sins is the only radio program in the world that focuses on art song, that fascinating assemblage of poetry set to music by a classical composer, this music being sung usually with piano accompaniment. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll hear songs of winter. Though we here in Hawaii don't have the same responses to winter as the poets who inspired the following composers, we can still enjoy a feeling of joy in a stormy night, as this Robert Schumann song depicts. Wolfgang Holzmeier was the baritone and Imogen Cooper the pianist in that short Robert Schumann song of a stormy night, of course snuggled up inside a warm house. Let's hear what Tchaikovsky wrote as a piano work called January by the Fireside. Thank you. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, the Winter Edition. From Tchaikovsky's January by the Fireside, performed by Michael Ponti, let's return for another singer's interpretation of the Robert Schumann song with which we began, The Joy of a Stormy Night.
Berg und Tal draußen Regen schauert, Stürme brausen, Schild und Fenster hell erklären und die Nacht die Wanderer irren. Ruht es sich so süß hier innen, aufgelöst in Sieges all der goldne Himmelsschimmer flieht herein ins stille Zimmer. Reiches Leben hab erbarmen, halt mich fest in linden Armen, Lenzes Blumen aufwärts dringen, Völklein ziehen und Vöglein ziehen. Wende nie, du Sturmnacht wilde, klirrt ihr Fenster, schwankt ihr Schilde, bäumt euch Wälder, Bros, o Welle, mich umfängt des Himmels Helle, mich umfängt des Himmels Helle.
Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau in a live 1959 Salzburg Festival recital with Gerald Moore at the piano, in a song that seems just right for this winter edition of Singing and Other Sins, The Joy of a Stormy Night. You hear both the storm and the cozy warmth felt by being able to look out through the window at the blizzard. Let's move now to hear Vaughan Williams' beautiful winter song called Whither Must I Wander, in which Robert Louis Stevenson's words speak the words, cold blows the winter wind over hill and heather.
Thank you.
Robert Louis Stevenson's poem inspired Vaughan Williams to write his Winter Song of Travel. Benjamin Luxon was the baritone and David Willison the pianist. If you've got a quilt, pull it up around you. The winter wind of Chopin could chill you to the bone.
Thank you.
Chopin's Winter Wind was played by Van Cliburn. I love the Vaughan Williams song that preceded it, so let's hear a tenor sing it. Whither Must I Wander by Vaughan Williams was sung by Anthony Rolfe Johnson with David Willison, the pianist. Robert Louis Stevenson was the poet. Let's hear how the words of Robert Frost worked their magic on the composer Ned Roram. This is Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. Thank you. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, with songs and other sins appropriate to winter. We just heard Susan Graham with Malcolm Martineau in Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Ned Roram. That's such a great recording that I think I'll play it again after the following leader. The Germans have plenty of snow this time of year, global warming or not. Here's what Richard Strauss said. First, Winternacht, winter night, in which you'll hear that through the snowflakes the girl's love beams through the night. After that, two more Strauss songs, Winterweihe, winter dedication, and Winterliebe, winter love.
Sturmige Brause, sei mir willkommen, Dezembermond, und führ mich den Weg zum traulichen Hause, wo meine geliebte Herrin wohnt.
Unser leises Lob.
After those three shivering Richard Strauss-Lieder performed by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Gerald Moore, let's return to Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Roram that I promised. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins. Just now, a repeat performance of Roram's Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening with Susan Graham and Malcolm Martineau. All the cold reminds me that we haven't heard Schubert's wonderful winter song called Simply Winter Evening. Again, this isn't a storm, but a guy who is indoors noticing that all the usual noise of the day has died down, and in the coziness of being alone. But inside, on such a cold day, he can contemplate his life. What a beautiful melody from that Schubert coziness with Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Gerald Moore. Let's turn to Sibelius and two of his songs of the snow of March.
Thank you.
This is Singing and Other Sins, A Winter's Journey. We just heard two snow songs of Sibelius with Katharina Carneus, accompanied by Julius Drake. It's natural for us to expect that Finland and Sibelius and cold winter go together, but what about Russia? Let's hear a folk song that tells of the gentle snowflakes. Galina Vishnevskaya was the soprano with her husband, Mstislav Rostropovich, at the piano, in Prokofiev's setting of Snowflakes. Now for some 21st century settings of winter songs.
Around your face, Kares, that cuts. I see you alone between dune and shore, outside time. As a child, I too was here, singing my private song. In what praise uplifted me towards the violent sky? There was no silence in the moving stillness. Now you stand here, the circle's complete. Sticks and stones do not comfort the hollow wave that does not speak. But
ripped fair, flat as fishes' backbones with the embankment grass, frost hacked and hackled, wastage, seepage showing up everywhere in this blanched apparition.
Two 21st century songs, The Beach in Winter by Robert Saxton and Emily Howard's Wild Clements in Winter. Let's close this wintry singing and other sins with Tchaikovsky's February.
February.
February, The Carnival by Tchaikovsky, performed by Michael Ponti. You've been listening to the winter edition of Singing and Other Sins. Previous programs can be found at the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Many thanks to Dennis Moore for the instrumental selections. Next week, please join me for Eli Ameling's birthday. We'll celebrate it with this soprano's wonderful lieder and melody recordings. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.